welcome. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr on a very, very special day. It is the rebroadcast of the highlights of the Dirt Workshop. Once upon a time, a long time ago, well, actually about 4 or 5 years ago, the Conservation Tillage Conference was born. It was a joint venture between North Dakota State University Soil Health and the University of Minnesota Extension. As in life, nothing stays the same, and the University of Minnesota and North Dakota State University felt it important to go their own separate ways. Well, actually, it was a University of Minnesota decision. So now we have the Soil Management Summit, which is next week, but this past 2 days has been the Dakota Innovation Research Technology Workshop. And for the next 2 hours here on Farm Talk, very proud to bring you highlights of the Dirt Workshop brought to you by North Dakota State University Extension, hosted by NDSU Extension Soil Health Specialist, Dr. Abby Wick.
I'm Abby Wick. I'm the NDSU Extension Soil Health Specialist, and I've been in North Dakota, I suppose, about 8 years now, and really relied on information from other people to custom tailor the soil health program to our state. So this is the second year hosting the Dirt Workshop. Before, it was called the Conservation Tillage Conference as a joint effort with University of Minnesota, and we had a lot of success there, and we've tried to reach more people through separate events. So here we are with a virtual Dirt Workshop now.
Co-hosted by Tim Hammerich of the Soil Sense podcast, who here talks about his visit to the Joe Brecker farm.
But I thoroughly believe that everybody has an opportunity to farm in a more conservation manner from a soil health aspect. Everybody can do it. They just have to figure out what works for them. And so, that was the piece that I was just totally missing. That isn't something where we can just write down everything Joe's ever done in his career and then transpose it to anyone else who wants to build soil health. It's not a prescription that we could just give to them. It has to be a journey. It has to be a pursuit. And Joe's been on this journey a long time. Everybody else is on their own journey that is going to be, as he says, unique to them. And so that was kind of my first big learning. And this was before we ever even had a Soil Sense podcast. But a year later, I thought I kind of understood. I thought I sort of had this stuff down as a result of Joe's wisdom that he was imparting on me. A year later, Abby did call and said, hey, we want to do a podcast, and we're wondering if you would partner with us to do the podcast and produce it for us about soil health. And it was apparent at that point that I still didn't get it. I think Abby was probably rolling her eyes because I was thinking like, okay, we'll do an episode on tillage and we'll do an episode on cover crops. And then, I'm kind of running out of ideas here. So is this going to be like a three episode sort of podcast? And she said, well, why don't you just come out to North Dakota and visit a few more farmers like you did Joe and understand what they're doing on their farms? And she didn't say this, but I'm sure she was probably thinking maybe then you'll start to kind of get it, what's happening out here. And so I did. I mean, we visited half a dozen farms and it started to be clear to me that everyone was on their own unique journey, that we weren't going to be able to prescribe this as much as I wanted it to be, 10 steps to soil health. That wasn't possible. And really, now that we're here at the Dirt Workshop today, that's why events like this are so very important, because all of us are on a different journey, especially those of you who are either farming or an agronomist or a consultant or researcher and extension. You're all somewhere on this kind of soil health journey. And the way that we can help each other is first by acknowledging that it is a pursuit and that it's going to be unique to each and every one of us. It can't be reduced to a book or an online course or even an event. It has to be one step in a journey.
So we have Anthony Bly with SDSU, Aaron Day with NDSU, and Kaylee Gash also with NDSU. And so you saw that Anthony and Aaron are both working with different tillage practices, soil warming and drying out. Kaylee Gash is a soil ecologist, so she's really interested in those root interactions with the microbes that are working in the soil, and she has a lot of information collected from the Share Farm projects. So thank you everyone for joining us on this panel, and I think we're just going to dive right in. We hear so much about why you can't reduce tillage in the Red River Valley or this far up north in the Northern Plains, or why it can't be done. And maybe that could apply to anywhere. You hear that often, that it can't be done. But I'd be curious to hear from each of you, having done the research and the on-farm work, as to why can we reduce tillage here? And maybe we'll start with Anthony down in South Dakota, as to your thoughts, both as a university individual, but also as a farmer. You use a lot of these practices on your own farm. So let's go right to Anthony.
Yeah, good morning. That's the age-old question that we've heard for many years is, well, I can't do that here. And we hear that you know, we hear that in regards to other things, other practices as well, just not switching tillage. But for tillage, I kind of shared that sentiment or that thought, 15, 20 years ago. But as we've evolved and we've learned how to do things better, I've witnessed and experienced farmers all across our state in a variety of soil series of situations on the flat bottom of the Vermilion River bottom down there in Clay County. That's where that temperature data came from, those high clay soils. It's working there for a farmer that I know quite well there, and it's working for other producers with very, very tough soils to farm. And so so in that period of 15 years, I've changed my thoughts on this as well. And I believe and I know, because I've seen it, that these practices will work with about any soil situation. But it takes adherence to the soil health principles. And maybe we can talk about them later, but I'll leave it there.
Great. Thank you, Anthony. And Aaron, you know, you've been doing some research. You had work on this tile drainage and I think reduced till down in Iowa when you were there before. And now you've brought a lot of that work up here to North Dakota and have plots here. And could you tell us what your research tells you about why these practices can work in the Northern Plains?
Yeah. You know, it's before I answer that one directly, I just want to kind of echo that this is the age old question. I was born and raised in Arkansas. And then as you just mentioned, Abby, I spent a number of years in Iowa doing research and now I'm up in North Dakota. And I've heard that same comment on just not tillage, but a number of systems all the way up. even down in Arkansas, folks say that about it. It's like, oh, that's what the folks in Louisiana and down in Mississippi do. You know, it's so we hear this comment kind of everywhere we go. And as I've traveled north and made my way up to here, you know, it's just repeatedly hearing that question, but then seeing, you know, great anecdotes and hearing stories and seeing people's farms of them actually doing it is fantastic evidence in itself. You know, we have research that shows that it can be done and what the constraints are when you change to a new system. And we work to try to figure out how do we get past some of those restraints. But there's plenty of folks around your neighbors down the road that are doing it right now and have been doing it for quite some time and quite successfully out there on it. In the research world, one of the things that we've really seen is, you know, with tillage is that back in the day, you know, several decades ago, maybe back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, some of the practices were difficult to do. But it wasn't necessarily because it was the system or the approach, the idea was wrong in itself or wasn't good. It was the technology just hadn't caught up to the concept yet. And what we've started learning is that with the technology, with planters, with the variety of our crops, the genetics in them, they've increased tremendously over the last several decades. And they really allow us to do a lot more and experiment with our lands a lot more and try out systems such as reducing tillage. Because right now, you know, a lot of folks, it's always attractive to try to be the person who yields the most on the farm or in the neighborhood. But what it really comes down to is the health of the land and whether or not you're being profitable on it. And with our new technologies, we can now start reducing some of our inputs. And one of the easiest ways to reduce inputs these days is reducing a couple passes on the field.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And your work certainly is showing that as far as the response of the soils to these different practices. And
all right, there's enough to think about for a little while.